Welcome back
to
couple of snacks. Pod.
Dang, it's been so long. I don't even remember the title of our podcast.
Yeah, it's my fault.
What? Let's start this over. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Welcome back to couple of snacks.
Please mind us. We are really tired.
Yeah, we literally flew in from the East Coast last night. Like, literally.
Yeah, we were supposed to fly in tonight. But we got a tornado warning. Or, like, a advice to change your flight for no additional cost. No additional cost. So we took the opportunity so we could fly back last night.
I don't think we ever talked about why we were going to the East Coast, did we? Or, like, I think it's been that long.
Yeah, it's been quite a while. The last one was Barrio
Entertainment. Yeah. My job sent me to the East Coast for a conference, which is really nice of them. The conference was it's called Designing Cities 2025. It's a lot of focus on what the new and trending planning is for, like, transportation and how they, like, kind of implement bike lanes, how they kind of present their solutions for, like, unique problems that they're having in terms of their transportation planning. So it was really cool. I got to meet a lot of, like, city officials from a lot of East Coast cities, even, and some West Coast cities. It was cool just kind of, like, networking. But it was really bad because I didn't have business cards. I didn't update my LinkedIn.
You have a business card, too? Like, didn't they print you one out? I remember it was a big deal when you started.
No, because I just recently was promoted, and
this
position now is, like, you should have this card. No one ever told me.
Oh.
But, yeah, so it was weird because I would meet people, be like, oh, hi, I'm this. And then we would talk, and like, all right, bye.
Yeah.
So I was trying to update my LinkedIn and maybe go back and
find people,
add them, and yeah. Because I remember when we got dinner. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can go into the details of all of our trips and shenanigans, but I remember they mentioned, like, oh, there's, like, a directory of everyone who's attended, so I can just, like, look up first name.
Oh, yeah.
If I can even remember. I wanted to, like, write down, because
like, mark people that you met.
Yeah, or just, like, write down names and, like, what, like, I learned from them, because I'm sure on Monday or Wednesday when my work meeting comes on, like, oh, so what did you learn? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I should probably be prepared for that. But let's jump to the beginning.
So he had a conference in Washington, D.C., and we decided to make it a trip for... I just tagged along because it was a free hotel room.
Yeah, but so also, they, like, covered my flight and hotel for the days of the conference. So we were like, oh, it's not bad. We could just split your airfare and then whatever, like, hotel that we get. Because we are taking advantage of the Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
So you didn't have to take it as much PTO off.
Yeah, and also our anniversary is, like, next week.
So it was a good, like... Yeah. Just a little getaway from, you know, the day-to-day work.
We flew in Washington, so his work only covered flights near the conference, so we couldn't, like, fly anywhere else. So we flew into Washington, D.C. Saturday morning. And then we got a rental car, and then we drove to, we literally hit, like, 5 different states on our drive there.
Including California, it's 6.
Yeah. We had a 6-state day trip.
Yeah, and that's 1/10 of all the states in the U.S.
Yes. So we hit Virginia. We got a Weird Bros Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And then we hit this bakery that was just in the plaza.
Yeah, it was nothing special.
Yeah, but it was good.
It's cool.
The pistachio one was really good.
Oh, yeah, you said you really liked the pistachio.
Yeah, that one was really good.
pistachio, like cream horn or something.
Yeah, and that coffee was probably the best one I had all week.
Dang.
Yeah. And then after we went to Maryland, and what did she do?
She DoorDashed to her.
Oh, smart.
That's so interesting.
I'm gonna lock the car. I always get scared. Okay. And then we went to Maryland. We got some crab.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we went to Nick's
Fish House. It was in Maryland, right?
Yeah.
So it was like along the water. Even the like restaurant was like sitting on like a dock, and they have fresh seafood. So we got the crab dip, the fries. It's funny because it was so loud in there because they had live music, and we kept like going back and forth. Do you want fries? And then you thought I was saying you want rice.
Yeah, I wanted rice with my crab.
Yeah,
but he wanted fries. And then the crab dip was good, but I think it was just a little too cheesy for me.
Yeah, very like, I think rich. The whole meal was like very fatty. Like,
yeah,
the crab meat, the crab dip. Yeah,
the crab. Yeah, we had six crabs. They were all size medium.
It was almost like boiling crab, right? Like they cook it in like the spices, and then it was like it just comes out like full, and you get to crack it, open it.
It was a lot of work. Like, we waited an hour to get there. To get seated. And then when we got seated, we waited.
Like, we didn't know what to get.
Yeah. And then just eating the crab was a whole nother process. Like, we were there for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And we didn't count.
Yeah, I count to be there for that long.
Yeah.
Because then after that, we headed to Philadelphia. And we really wanted to try the Philly cheesesteaks. The most popular one was Angelo's, and they closed because we spent so much time in Maryland.
Yeah.
I mean, it was cool. I mean, we found DeLisandro's.
Yeah.
Which is really good.
It was so good. So good.
Yeah, I feel like every time, like, I think that was, like, the first interaction where, like, it was like, oh, we're in the East Coast. Because the person taking orders was so, like, speak up, I can't hear you.
Yeah, and we both have really soft-spoken voices.
And then she'd be like, you want onions? And I was like, you want onions? And like, she would like onions.
Like, California people, they're like, oh, it's okay, you know, no big deal. But
and the lady was like, you want onions or not?
No. Yeah, it was, and it was late at night. Oh my gosh. And then I potted. All right, I just remembered it. I was scared.
Yeah, so after Maryland, crab, Nick's Fish House, we went to DeLisandro's, Philly Cheesesteaks.
We drove past Delaware in a little small, like, window for, like, maybe 10, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But we just drove past.
Yeah, but it was cool because, like, the navigation would say, welcome to Delaware. And then we would, like, see the sign on the freeway that says, welcome to Delaware. So I think we, like, got every state that we hit.
Yeah. Yeah, so we went to Philly DeLisandro. What else did we get? Something else from Philly? I feel like we did.
Oh, we went to the Rocky Steps.
Thomas
Jefferson statue.
Yep.
And then at the top is the Rocky Steps.
Yes.
So I was like, we didn't want to eat like right away, like eat and then eat. So we were like, oh, let's go visit the steps. I actually got to see the Liberty Bell. I think that's another big deal, but they were closed by the time that we had hit Philadelphia. So Rocky Steps, took a couple pictures, saw the Thomas and Jefferson statue, and then we went to DeLisandro's, and then from there we went to
Staten Island,
where we stayed for a night and left our car, because it just was cheaper that way to like leave the car there for the weekend and then drive it back. I think if you like drop it off at not the same place where you pick it up, it's like $250.
Yeah.
And that's what we paid for like keeping the car the whole weekend and then driving it back.
Yeah.
So it worked out perfectly.
Yeah. And then after Staten Island, we hopped on the train from Staten Island.
And then took a bus.
Yeah. To New York.
To Manhattan.
Yep. This is the next day. So
the following day.
This is Sunday. And then what else did we do in New York?
But what
we checked in. Oh, we dropped off our luggage. It was like right off the stop of the bus. Yeah. It was so clutch. We didn't have to like walk too far.
Did we start with Canal Street? Or no?
No.
Oh no, we walked past it because it was like on the way to
a lot of our stops.
Oh shoot. And that's where you just kinda got an idea, right?
Yeah.
But you didn't get anything the first time.
Yeah. And then on our way back is when I got my
Okay, give them the background of what Canal Street is.
Canal Street is a street in Chinatown. Canal and Broadway. There's just like a bunch of
cross streets in New York.
Yep.
I'm walking here.
And there's just like a bunch of like people selling designer bags, quote unquote designer bags. They're definitely like replicas, or like it came from the same factory but just didn't pass the quality check. But yeah, like the bags that I got 4 bags. I went back twice.
We went like every day.
Yeah.
Like the first day we went there on the way and then on the way back.
Yeah.
But you didn't get it until on the way back.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. And like some of the ladies would like bring you back to the alleyway.
Oh my gosh, that's so
sketch.
And
then like I'm like, oh, I'll like take $100 for both of these bags. And like they would be like, no. And then like I'd be like, okay, no, it's fine. I don't want to pay for it. And then I'll like walk away. And then like some of them would chase me back down and like ask for...
Are you okay?
Yeah. But no, the bags are legit. Like the quality, it's the smell of the bags. It smelled so like real. Yeah, and I got this Cartier ring. It feels so much better than the one I got from Thailand, because I got one from Thailand too, and it just doesn't feel as heavy as this one. This one's really heavy.
Yeah, that one feels like metal.
Yeah,
legit.
And it has like engravings. I don't know, it's just legit.
Canal Street.
It's really small, and I was like, babe, what does that say? It is like Cartier on there, and he's like, no, it says Canal Street. what else did we do after? Besides my shopping.
we got Chinatown food.
Mei Lei Wa.
We got their pineapple bun.
Oh, so good. Oh my god.
We got
It tastes better when it's fresh.
I thought it was still really good.
It was, yeah, 100%.
I ate it, like, we brought it back all the way back to D.C. and I still ate it. It was so good. Yeah,
but I just, like, because we've been to New York so many times before, and, like, and we'd always get it, but I just wouldn't eat it on the spot.
Oh,
like, really? I'll, like, wait for it. And
you bring it back.
Yeah, but then that was, like, my first time eating it on the spot, and I was like, this is so good. I see why everyone's, like, so hyped about it. Because when I had it before... I'd be like, I don't see why everyone's so hyped up about it. Like, it's like whatever, but yeah.
And I feel like I don't remember eating the pineapple crusted one.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I always get the baked one, but the pineapple crusted one is so good.
Oh god!
Ethan Yang even texted me and was like, "What is this?"
No way!
And I was like, "Oh, it's the bun with pineapple crust." And she goes, she always gets the baked one, but she's never had the pineapple one.
Oh.
So she was like, oh, I was trying to put my finger on, like, what that taste was.
Because,
it's so good. It's, like, the sweet and salty crust on top. So good.
Thanks. So she's never had that one before.
Yeah, just a baked one, I guess.
Yeah. And then we hit, like, 2 other rice noodle spots.
Well, but first day, just one. Just chow fun.
But, yeah, food.
Yujishimo.
Sorry, I don't know why I keep saying it. Yujishimo was like an hour wait, and we were like, no, I don't want to wait for it. Yeah. So, like, we wanted to go do other stuff. So we only went to Chung Fun Cart, and the line was really long. I booked it from Mei Lei Wa.
Yeah, you're like, I have to go. They're gonna close.
Yeah, they were closing at 12:30, but the line was so long at the time that I got there that they like kept it open.
Yeah.
That's clutch.
And then from there, I think we went to Times Square, right? Try to catch
a Broadway show.
So we went to TKTS, where you can get like discounted same day tickets.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because like we were in line and everyone's like, "What do you want to watch?" And we're like,
I know. And then like it was so funny. There's so many people around us, and we kept getting approached.
Yeah.
Like literally every time we stopped to. After we moved, it was like someone went up to us and asked.
And no one else was getting approached. Like, They didn't ask anyone else in line, like, what they're thinking of watching. Maybe we just look so, like...
Yeah, maybe we just look lost. So approachable.
So, it was funny because we were like, oh, we want to watch, like, a comedy, or we want to watch, like, something short. And then they have a bunch of, like, flyers. And then we saw one with Nick Jonas on it. And then we were like, what's that one?
I was like, what's the one with Nick Jonas on there?
So, it was called 5 years Later.
The last.
The last 5 years.
Oh, is it 5 years later?
I think the last 5 years.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
No, no. You said the last
5 years. Oh, did I? Okay.
5 years. Yeah, the last 5 years. And it's about, like, a relationship over the course of 5 years. And you get perspectives of, like, one who's going from the beginning forward and the other one's at the end going back and they, like, meet in the middle.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard.
Like, there was just a time where they overlapped, kind of, which is year three, right?
Yeah.
A little bit. But yeah, it was, I feel like if I didn't ask what that play was about, I would not have gotten it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like not a Broadway girl, honestly. Like, I don't get what they're singing.
Yeah, because, like, the whole story is through, like, song. So I feel like you have to, like, listen to the lyrics to know, like,
yeah, what's going on.
What's going on. And I feel like that play was all musical. Like,
yeah,
there was no dialogue.
Yeah.
But it was good. I mean, they sang really well. I feel like Nick Jonas did a good job.
Nick Jonas definitely redeemed himself after Jonas.
You're like, I hope it's better than Jonas.
Yeah. No, he did really good. Like, I was actually really impressed with his act and his, like,
that's cool, because, like, you've only seen him as, like, a pop star.
Yeah.
Now he's, like, acting. I mean, it's all singing, so it's almost the same.
It's also cool because I don't know, Broadway is like, they can't cut the scene or like they can't redo it. Yeah, it's like only a one-time shot and they practiced for so long, and you know, they it was really good. The girl was really good at singing.
Yeah, I mean, it's only on Broadway for a limited time. It was Bettina's first Broadway show.
Yeah, I that was one of the things I wanted to do in New York. I said, I don't know. I feel like we go there all the time. And I just wanted to do the, like, one New York
thing, yeah, you know? It was cool. Like, this one was, like, on Broadway. Because I guess it was, like, off Broadway. And then on Broadway.
Yeah, I guess the play that we watched
the last five years,
it was an off-Broadway show. And then it was its first time being on Broadway. But I don't know. I don't know much about Broadway.
Yeah, but, yeah. It was really cool. It was really cool to, like, experience it, and like you're so close to Times Square.
Yeah. Oh, you know what else is interesting? I thought Broadway shows, the seating of the play, like, I thought you couldn't see from if you sat in the balcony. But it's cool that, like, even if you do sit in the balcony, like, you can still clearly see the actors. Like, there's no point in the play, like, that you can't see, you know, like, like concerts, if you're all the way in the back, like, you're not seeing. I was like, so is there like a TV, like, so I could see what they're doing? But no, yeah, it was cool. I wish I watched the Liz Gillies one and the Milo.
I think that's a
something.
That's like a classic Broadway show too.
Oh,
Little
really?
Shop of Horrors.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I don't know too much about Broadway either, but it's cool. I guess this will just be the New York episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're barely scratching the surface.
What else did we hit after Broadway?
So we went to Broadway, and then I think we tried to go shopping. We went to Magnolia Bakery.
How was your... Okay, Adrian doesn't like bananas. So what was your opinion of it?
I like the vanilla cream and the vanilla wafers. I don't know. I thought it would be different. I thought it would be more bready, I guess. But it's literally just cream, wafers, and bananas. Like, how you would make it at home.
Yeah. Like, why is it so different?
Yeah, why is it so, like, popular? Because it wasn't... I don't know. I didn't really see, like, the hype around it, I guess. I don't like banana, but I just said I would try this one just because it's popular.
What? I'm trying to find, like, trying to see what we did in New York. Look,
I know. Yeah, we were so tired from, like, when we flew in and then drove all the way to New York, and then waking up the next day and getting to Manhattan, we were like so exhausted, but we really wanted to like hit things and make the most of our time. And then we were just both not like play people. So it's like we were really tired, but
I was like really like honestly every time we go to something like this, I always fall asleep. And I tried my hardest not to sleep because it's so rude. And like, I feel like people that are part of the broad, like that watch Broadway, they just like really enjoy.
Yeah, they like they're there to like take it all in.
Yeah,
and want to be rude.
Yeah, exactly. Sleeping. After that, let's see. I'm trying to look at Adrian's phone to see what
else. Went to Magnolia Bakery. And then we tried to hit some shopping, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait, that's when we hit Soho.
Yeah, but everything was, like, had a long line, and everything was pretty much closed already. We went to Black Stock and Weber, which is a cool, like, up-and-coming loafer store. And the people in there, they're, like, dressed so cool, like, so New York.
Tell them about the guy we met.
Yeah, so the guy who was there, so there were two guys in there when we walked in, and we're just, you know, looking around, looking at the shoes, and the guy comes up to us, oh, if you guys are interested in loafers, I really think they're the best in the world. This guy didn't work there.
Yeah, he was, like, selling it to us like he worked there.
He was, like, such a super, like, super fan of these shoes, saying, like, oh, these are the best loafers in the world, and I really feel like the type of people who know this brand are, like, a special type of person, you know. He was talking about how he met, like, some guy from Amsterdam. Like
that exact store. He met this guy from Amsterdam, and he is still connected with him. Like, he's going to go to Amsterdam and visit his family.
Yeah.
Like, and he's just going to stay over there and stuff. Like, he was just so good at, like, connecting with people.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so funny because, like, oh, so, like, can we get a size? And he's like... We realize that he doesn't even work there. He's just like, oh, if you need something, go ask the guy over there. And we're like, oh, what the heck? So you just really like these shoes. Yeah, but those shoes are like $500.
Yeah. So. And also Adrian's like, I also feel like it's a good call that you didn't get the loafers because you're still kind of learning how to,
how to style
dress it and stuff. Like, but yeah, that was like one of our goals in New York was to get him loafers for work.
Yeah, because I came to the conference without a pair of dress shoes. So I really wanted to like get a pair of shoes in New York. And it's funny too because the last time I went to New York, I got my Salomons. And that pair has been like so solid. So I guess now every time I go to New York, I have to come back with a pair of shoes. This time, I guess it's like jumping ahead, but... I ended up getting a pair of loafers from Doc Martin. So I was successful.
Yeah.
But
and he got a good brand. I mean, a different style than everyone usually gets. Like the one that everyone gets is the Adrian loafers.
Yeah, I considered those because it has my name.
And they're just like a solid black, like which is nice. Yeah. But the ones he got are brown and like softer leather. Right?
Yeah, it's like made in England. Yeah, and it was just, I feel like everyone was talking just so highly about the Doc Martens and how, like, durable they are. You're saying you had your pair since high school.
Yeah.
The girl who helped me out said she's had her pair since, like, middle school.
Oh, shit.
So I'm just like, okay, I think it's pretty worth.
Yeah, I really like Doc Martens. It just hurts. But, I mean, the durability is there.
But I think we're jumping ahead.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, so after Broadway, we went back. The hotel room and dropped off first. I mean, we checked in.
We tried to go to Stussy. We tried to go to ALD. Everything had a long line. We tried to go to Supreme. Everything was closed. So we went to Canal Street.
Oh.
Back to Canal Street.
Yep.
And that's when...
I got my first two bags for $140. I know. I feel like I overpaid. But honestly...
Honestly, I feel like $140 is not that bad.
Yeah, for two bags too. I got like the Louis Vuitton. I forgot the name of it.
Banana?
Yeah, it's like
Saddlebag.
I think it's called The Loop. But anyway, yeah, The Loop. And then I got this other one that I didn't... I've never seen before, but I really liked it.
I've never seen anything like it.
I like the slouch in it.
The gray, white.
Yeah.
The gray and white one.
Yeah.
I said,
and then
like, right? But The gray white.
Wait, the right one? Yeah, and then we went back to the hotel and checked in. And I got this the Cartier ring. And then after we checked in the hotel, I was like, come on, babe, let's go. We still have to hit
Ellen Street, right?
Yeah, we hit like two pizza spots. Oh,
we needed to try the other pizza spots.
Yeah, we really tried to not hit the same foods that we went to besides Chinatown.
Yeah, I was like, when we went to Chinatown, I was like, we've had all of this before. We should really try something
new. But those were the best ones.
Yeah.
Based off of people's recommendations. But anyway, yeah, we went to Mama's too. It felt like a club in there.
Oh, yeah. It's weird. It's like all standing. Like,
yeah.
It's weird that they don't tell people to wait outside. They tell you to wait by the counter where it's packed.
Yeah.
And then people are like trying to go in and out and carrying their pizzas. And it's just like, dude, you're like trying to shove your way out. But I guess it like adds to the appeal. Like, yeah. Oh, this place is popping.
And also like the music they played. It just felt like a club in there. Yeah. Like a bar.
It was cool though. It's like a lot of young people.
Yeah. We got a margarita.
We got one bruschetta and one house vodka.
House vodka. And you really like the house vodka, right?
I really like the bruschetta.
Oh, shit. Sorry. It was like the thicker.
The square pie. Yeah. And then you really like the vodka.
Oh.
So I ended up switching because you got the bruschetta and I got the the vodka.
Oh, your mom was calling you.
Oh, sorry.
Pause really quick.
Hi, Mom.
I am.
Yeah.
Is it the one in Broadway?
Raffi?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
We're only like 8 minutes away.
You're done at Glendale?
Yeah, they don't have it. But Tita and Bus One.
Okay. Yeah, we can meet you there. We're just charging first.
Okay.
Okay, we'll see you there.
Okay, I'll see you there. Bye.
Okay, bye. I never had
that. Your mom's so cute. Okay, sorry, coming back really quick. We have 5 minutes left. We're gonna go through this real quick. Okay, and then I really like La Industrie. The line was so long. It was an hour.
But
right?
A lot of the blogs put La Industrie at the top. So the line was so long, but we decided to tough it out.
Yeah.
And I think I was like so like full and tired. I was like delirious in line.
Yeah, we ended up playing a game the whole time to entertain us.
Yeah. We played the Can You Name the Song in the first 5 seconds. It make the time go by a lot faster.
Yeah. I think us playing games together makes it go faster.
But we got like 5 slices from L Industrie.
Yeah, because we were like, what the fuck? We waited an hour here. Like, yeah.
Honestly, I feel like that's what contributes to like me wanting to buy something. Like Stussy, the line was long. ALD, the line was so long. L Industrie, like, the longer you wait, the like, well, I might as well get more slices.
So. Yeah, that's how they get you, man.
But it sucked because I was so full from L Industrie that I barely like got to enjoy it. No, I was so full from Mama Two's that I didn't get to like enjoy the slices from L Industrie, other than the burrito one that we ate right outside the store.
That was really good.
Yeah, so we brought it back. Oh, no.
What did we do after? We just walked back, huh?
Yeah, we just went to the hotel after.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were just so tired and we wanted to have a full day the next day. So the next day we woke up. During the daytime,
we got bagels. Tompkins.
Oh, yeah. We went to Tompkins. Oh, shoot. Okay, so we went to Tompkins.
So good. Honestly, the best bagels we had all weekend.
Wait, so...
What?
We were in line for Tompkins. And they were like, okay, next. And then by the time it was our turn, we didn't decide yet. And then I was like, babe, what do you want to get? And she goes, I don't know. I was like, okay, fine. So I walk up. They have these two signs on the counter. Because there's like a whole counter for cream cheese. And they have like, I want to say like 15 different cream cheeses, a whole board of like different bagels, and then like a whole like counter of like fish. So I turned to her before we walk up and I asked, like, what do you want? I don't know. And the guy's looking at me and he goes,
and it's like East Coast, these people are like, not,
they're like, next, tell me what you want. You don't know what you want? Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
So I felt very pressured. So I look onto the top of the counter, and they have two signs that say, today's special. One was the lox, the onion bagel with a lox deluxe or something. Mm-hmm. And the next one said, rainbow bagel with birthday cake batter. And when I asked you what you want, you said, I don't know. So, okay, whatever. I'm just going to get the two special ones. And then after I ordered, you look at me like, why did you get that?
Because it was the rainbow special. I don't know. I felt like it was our first meal and it wasn't like looking for a dessert, you know? Like, but honestly, it was really good. The rainbow was really good.
Yeah. But it's also funny because I think Nate told me he really likes the birthday cake batter cream cheese.
Oh.
So I think that's, I like remember that and I was like, okay, I want to try it. But
yeah, good call, good call. And then really good. It was and so then you good. Ate, we were eating and then you saw,
I saw Amber Alexander and Andrew. What's his name? And then their parents. I saw them walking by and then my first instinct is to tell you and like not run up to them for a picture. Yeah, I was like mid bite and then I just like people watch on the street and I just saw them and I'm like 99.9% sure that it was them.
Yeah, and then I was like, babe, you want to go run after them? Do you want me to go? And then he hesitated too long. They were gone already.
I was like, no, I don't want to. But it's just cool to say that. Because so, yeah. You were like, I hope we see a celebrity. I hope we see a celebrity.
Yeah.
It's like them.
Yeah, no, I love watching them. They're yeah. great. Yeah. We and actually then, got recommendation from Amber for the Yujishimo.
Oh, yeah.
Rice
that's true.
Noodle. Yeah, yeah. That's where we got it from.
I should have told her.
I know.
They would have been sick. But then after, we went headed to
Soho.
Washington Square Park.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm so tired.
So we went to Lafayette on the way. They didn't have the popular croissant pastry. So we ended up getting an amaretto, amaretto croissant
and a brownie,
which we held on for so long.
I think we ate the amaretto croissant pretty the same day.
Yeah. And then I did a DJ set in Washington Square Park.
Coming soon.
And it looked, it was so cool, like the shot with the arch in the back.
And it was cool too, because we got so lucky. Like it was so packed that day. And then Adrian got to find a seat, like right in the middle of the arch.
Fountain, yeah.
And then I found a seat across the fountain to take his video. Like yeah. It was just so clutch.
It's also funny. So last night I was showering and I looked in the mirror. My arm got so dark.
No, I'm so dark. Like, because from, like, walking. Yeah, from, like,
sitting in the sun.
Yeah.
The lines.
Yeah,
definitely. So, Washington Square Park. Okay, we're going to do it fast. Washington Square Park. And then we went to Soho to go shopping. We hit a... Oh, wait. Stussy.
Yep. We did get a... We got a hat. I got a hat. He got a zip-up jacket.
Yeah, a New York jacket.
The prices went up like crazy.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't know. It was really expensive. Maybe just...
Used to it?
And used to inflation.
Okay, anyway.
So I went to Stussy, got a hat and a jacket.
We went back to the shoe store, no?
Oh, we went to the stationery store. It was next to Blackstock and Weber. We went to Supreme.
Oh, I got Rothy's, my flats.
Oh, yeah.
I've been wanting
a pair of shoes.
Yeah, I've been wanting, like, work shoes that I can look like an adult.
Yeah, and then I got my England loafers from Doc Martin, and then we went to ALD. Oh, my gosh, and then you got...
What?
At ALD.
Oh, my God, that story's so crazy. The shoe one, right?
Yeah,
the shoes. Okay. So we walked around. Okay, we waited 3 hours for ALD. Like, it was crazy. Like, we just got on the wait list. And then we... What?
I think we should do another episode. Because I want to talk about the Asian girl at the pizza place.
We have to... Maybe on our way back from Fontana. Because yeah. I'm only at 100. But, okay.
Only at 100.
Okay, well, anyway. So we... Okay, we'll hold the ALD story. But we went on the wait list. When we passed it.
Yeah,
And then we hit Supreme.
Wait.
What?
We'll just call it here. We'll do top three things that we ate in New York. High-low Momo for New York. And then we'll call it. And then we'll keep going with the end of New York and Washington, D.C. next time.
Okay, for sure. My high was the industry and my shoes.
No, top three.
Oh.
Top three things that you ate and then high, low, momo.
Top three things I ate. Number one was Tompkins bagel.
Number one?
Yeah.
Shit, more higher than
and
El
then
Pizza?
And then La Pizza.
La Pizza.
I keep calling it La Pizza.
Yeah, it's just easier than El Industry.
Yeah. La Pizza.
Which
and
slice?
The... Not the burrata one. What's the...
Prosciutto.
Prosciutto one. Oh, so good. Oh, my God. Third, what else did we eat?
Chinatown. Oh, my gosh. Adels. Another story.
Oh, my God. Adels. Oh, my God. Oh, okay. My God. I'm getting really pissed off. Okay. And then, wait, I don't know what else we eat.
What, like, Chinatown? Okay, Chinatown, pizza, bagels.
I'm going to say Mama's. Mama's. Number three.
Number three.
Yeah, I'm glad I got to try it. Cool.
My top three. I'm going to go top down. Mama 2's bruschetta, square slice. Tompkins, Lox Deluxe. Number three. Oh, man. I wish I had the Yujishimo Fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That one's really good.
Yeah. Number three. I think just Chow Fun. Chow Fun in general.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't get to eat Yujishimo Fresh, but I'm sure it was delicious.
It was still good when it was cold.
Yeah. You ate the
Oh, my God. That's part. Another story. So, when I ate it on the train.
Wait, why?
Remember?
Oh, yeah,
people.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
High, low, momo of New York, part one. High is...
I think I'm going to get charged for staying here.
Should I go?
No, it's okay.
Okay, high is... I think my high is that we got to do everything on the things that we wanted to do. Like, I shopped for a jacket and shoes. We watched a Broadway play, so it was like... Check, you know.
Mm-hmm. Your low?
My low is... Adels.
Oh, shit, that was going to be my low.
Dude, yeah. Adels is just not it.
Yeah.
My momo, interesting fact for New York.
Are there something we could change, or is that a fun fact?
I think it's a fun fact.
Oh.
Oh, I think the low is supposed to be something you could change for next time.
Oh.
Next time. My momo is, I really liked just, like, the fashion and how everyone just flexes on the casual. Like,
yeah. Everyone looks so cool just wearing a t-shirt.
Yeah, like, I always think about that guy at Blackstock and whatever. He's just rocking, like, a Kenzo jacket with, like these really cool sunglasses. Yeah. And he's wearing... a pair of loafers, and it's like, damn, like, that's lit. Okay, how about you?
My high was... I got to try Tompkins and La Industry, the food.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the low was probably...
Sorry, I also like that it's, like, different from what we, like, always get. Like, yeah. We tried new places.
Yes, 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 agreed. The low was Adels. Definitely Adels.
I guess that's going to be a good story.
So bad. And also, oh, another high was, I'm glad that we walked a lot. Like, even walking back. It's so clutch to just stay in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Like, it's so clutch. My momo is that the Hudson Theater was the first theater to have a separate door for the actors.
Mm, it was opened by Jake Gyllenhaal. It was opened in 2017.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think they reopened it.
Oh.
Because it was like, it's a pretty old building. Oh, and then some of the people at the original people, like the people that started it, they were part of the Titanic.
Really?
Like they were one of the few people that were like...
on the Titanic?
Yeah, they were safe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who opened the Hudson Theater?
I have no idea. I don't know their names. But there's like this huge article by the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And, like, they were, like, on there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I think it was the husband. Okay, anyway. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.